This is KUT. It's been a year since the state launched Healthy Texas Women. It provides family planning and health care for low-income women, and it was created after the state kicked Planned Parenthood out of its former program and lost federal funding. State health officials say it's making a comeback and serving a growing number of women, but as KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, advocates say the state is still falling short.
As we approach the first anniversary of Healthy Texas Women, the people in charge say they're pleased.
I think it's going very well.
That's Leslie French. She's an associate commissioner at the Texas Health and Human Services Commission. French has two benchmarks for how the program is doing. One has to do with providers. Since the state kicked out Planned Parenthood, there have been concerns that not enough healthcare providers are actually in the program. French says that's changed.
So we were able to see an increase of providers from previous programs. So we have over 5,300 providers now in this program, and it's just growing.
But the number of providers alone doesn't tell the whole story. Stacey Pogue is with the Left-Leaning Center for Public Policy Priorities. She says just taking a headcount of how many providers checked a box and said they can provide those services is not helpful enough.
The vast majority of providers in that program provide services to very few women, and then there's a small number that serve large numbers of women. And that's always been true. What we need to look at is how many providers are actually delivering health care, and that's a different measure.
Planned Parenthood was one of the few high-volume providers in the previous program. So when they were kicked out, Pogue says fewer women were actually getting care through the program. And that brings us to Leslie French's next benchmark, enrollment numbers.
So we had originally close to 105,000 women in the previous program. Now we're over 200,000 women that are in the new program.
But Stacey Pogue says part of the reason the number jumped is because new mothers started getting automatically enrolled in Healthy Texas Women when they were kicked out of Medicaid 2 months after giving birth. By the way, Pogue says this is one of the best updates to the women's health program. But she says it means you can't really compare enrollment numbers to years before.
The question going forward will be how many women actually access health care. And what we do know is when you look at from 2011 to 2016, far fewer, tens of thousands fewer women received health care in the program.
State health officials say they hear anecdotally that more women are getting more services. Leslie French argues the data people like Stacey Pogue cite are from the first few months of the program. And new numbers for how well it's serving women won't be out until spring of next year. French says she thinks the program will also get better with more federal funding, which is something the state is trying to get now. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.